You're listening to New Tinea. China is recalling 4.3 million cars over hidden door handles. China has ordered its largest vehicle recall, covering about 4.3 million cars whose emergency door releases may be difficult to find or use after a severe crash. Automakers will add clear markings and software changes, but the campaign also exposes a physical safety problem created by electronic car design. China has ordered about 4.3 million vehicles back for fixes because emergency door releases can be difficult to locate or operate after a serious crash. The record campaign covers Tesla and 8 other automakers, turning a sleek design choice into a mass safety intervention. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Chinese regulators announced the country's largest vehicle recall, focused on electronic and concealed door systems.
Why does it matter?
If collision damage cuts electrical power, occupants and rescuers may need a clearly marked mechanical release immediately.
What is the catch?
Labels and software can help, but they do not fully redesign the door hardware already installed in millions of cars. Key number. About 4.3 million vehicles are included, with Tesla accounting for roughly 2.98 million of them. A design detail became a national safety problem. According to Reuters' report on the recall, the affected Tesla vehicles include Model 3, Model Y, Model S, and Model X cars. Xiaomi, Leapmotor, XPeng, Geely, and other manufacturers are also involved, although the exact door designs and remedies differ by model. The shared risk appears after a severe collision. An electronic latch may stop responding if the low-voltage system fails, leaving the mechanical backup as the only route out. Regulators found that some releases were hard to identify or use, which can delay escape and emergency access. What owners will actually receive? Manufacturers will add clear labels or markings near emergency releases, and some will change vehicle software. Tesla plans an over-the-air update that lowers the windows after a collision, according to the Reuters explainer on the door handle problem. Those measures can make a backup easier to find or give rescuers another opening. They do not mean every recalled vehicle receives a new handle, and owners still need to follow the manufacturer's instructions for their model when the recall begins. China is changing the rules for future cars. The recall sits beside a broader regulatory shift. China has already decided that new vehicles must use accessible mechanical releases and will ban fully concealed exterior handles from 2027. The United States and international regulators are also studying stronger door access standards. This matters beyond one company. Car makers increasingly route ordinary functions through electronics and software, but crash safety still depends on a physical path that works when power, screens, and control modules do not. Before we overstate the result, the recall addresses access and labeling risks, not evidence that all 4.3 million vehicles trapped occupants. Remedies vary across brands and models, so a software update for one car should not be treated as a universal fix. China's campaign does not automatically apply in other markets, where regulators make separate recall decisions. What happens next? Tesla's recall work is scheduled to begin on September 25th, while other manufacturers will notify owners under their own plans. Regulators will then have to judge whether markings and software changes provide enough protection for existing cars as stricter hardware rules approach. The practical distinction is simple. An electronic latch may be convenient every day, but an emergency release must remain visible, mechanical, and usable on the worst day. Read the full article at newtinea.com.